It's Friday night, and Elizabeth Fraser and her sister are hunched over the kitchen stove, sifting flecks of lavender out of a pot of hot oil.
Can you just fish them out, actually? Because the little tiny ones will be fine.
Yeah, there's no harm in leaving them in.
No,
Fraser's making lip balm, a common beauty product that sells for a couple of dollars a tin at your local pharmacy.
So the next thing we're going to do is add the beeswax, and this is really great. So you can buy...
This is her latest creation. One of 52 everyday products that she set out to produce. One every week for an entire year. And all of them from scratch.
I would do like one more, I think, to try to get those.
It all started when she returned to Toronto after a year living and working in rural England. There she learned how to make a lot of things with her own two hands. But back in the big city, she felt far removed from that do-it-yourself attitude. So her sister suggested she keep the spirit of creating alive by giving herself a challenge.
She sort of turned to me at one point and said, well, why don't you do something like a project a week for a couple months? And I tend to have pattern, I guess, of taking ideas and saying, oh, yeah, for a couple months, that's a great idea. So like a year, perfect, and blowing it totally out of proportion. This is a set of placemats. We've got homemade shampoos and homemade sunscreens, and there's been a whole sort of roster of healthcare and beauty care products. Here is a food dehydrator. Outside, there's a cold frame to keep my plants growing all through the winter.
Hear the thumb of that bass line? That's Elizabeth jamming with her roommate on the bass guitar she manufactured out of an old wash tub and clothesline. She blogs about each project when they're done. Readers send in ideas, and she picks the next one from a long list that includes making her own shoes, eating utensils, even a bicycle-powered generator to create her own electricity.
I know a lot of people that do projects like this. It's all about, you know, when the apocalypse hits and when peak oil hits, that this is the way to survive. And certainly I'm fascinated by self-sufficiency, probably more interdependency. I think that's probably more realistic. It's definitely a part of it, but not the driving force.
Instead, she says she's more interested in learning some of the skills that were commonplace just a couple of generations ago.
The family unit over the past few generations has shifted from a unit of production to a unit of consumption. And I guess sort of what this project is about for me is about finding that balance. You know, it's not a really radical statement against mainstream consumer society, but more just a curious appetite for having that balance between what my grandmother's life was like and my great-grandmother's life was like and the life that I'm able and privileged enough to live now.
Fraser's brought along a loyal following of blog readers on her journey, not to mention friends and family, like her roommate Eleanor, who've been surprised and inspired by her creations.
You never know what she's going to be up to next. Whenever I have friends over, there's always some interesting contraption out to explain. Yeah, she's got drive, that woman.
Ooh, a little too much on that one.
Back in the kitchen, Fraser pours the hot lip balm into small tins like a chemist. She's become a jack of all trades thanks to the project. An amateur engineer, electrician, seamstress, farmer, all the while holding down her office day job. It's been a steep learning curve, and often more expensive, to produce things from scratch. But she likes the control it gives her over the end product.
With something like shampoo and sunscreen, you don't know all of the ingredients that go into what you're putting in your body or what you're using. And in this case, I know every single ingredient that's in here, and I know what the chemical properties are. I know sort of the science behind it now about why other chemicals and other properties are put into items that maybe don't need to be there.
All right, can we try this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I've been rubbing it all over my hands, so it's your turn, Daryl. Can you smell the lavender?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like someone put a flower under your
head. I feel really grateful to live in a world where I don't need to spend all of my time producing, or at least I have the choice to not spend all of my time producing. I think that's a huge privilege that we have, and certainly one that relies on a lot of exploitation in the world of resources and labor and things like that. And that's probably been the biggest piece of learning.
So as you can see, take a look at these.
At the end of it all, a local art gallery has offered to host a show of the products she's created. And when her year-long quest is up, she says she plans to keep on creating, just not at such breakneck speed. She says she'll probably end up buying things like store-bought shampoo, But at least now, she'll know what went into them. Daryl Harvey, Deutsche Welle Radio, Toronto.